The Russian parliament on Wednesday tentatively approved an amnesty for rebel fighters in Chechnya that had been proposed by President Vladimir Putin. The Duma, the lower house of the Russian parliament, approved the amnesty by a vote of 354-18 after several hours of debate. However, the bill still has to go through two more readings by the legislature, and deputies can add amendments to it. This is perhaps a measure of doubt some in the Duma felt about the amnesty, which President Putin proposed just a week ago. One catch is that the amnesty would not apply to anyone involved in serious crimes in a region which has seen almost constant warfare for the past 8 years. That could mean local Russian commanders would have some leeway in determining what constitutes serious crimes, leading to doubts that many Chechen fighters would accept the offer, which critics say Mr. Putin wants for political reasons. Some analysts say Russian officers have long acted with near impunity in Chechnya, and that's unlikely to change as a result of the amnesty. Viktor Kremenyuk is an analyst with the USA Canada Institute in Moscow.
There is no guarantee that these field commanders would obey the order from Moscow if Moscow declares amnesty. The local commanders, the local police chiefs, the local chiefs of the security forces, they will disregard it and they will continue a campaign of some revenge towards the Chechens.
Mr. Kremenyuk says the timing of the amnesty may also have to do with a major international summit meeting to be held just over a week from now in Russia's second city, St. Petersburg.
Mr. Putin wants to have something in his pocket when he goes to Petersburg to meet the other leaders and to say, look, I am good on Chechnya, this is my record, you know, we have carried out the referendum, we now facing the elections, now amnesty is declared.
Human rights groups have criticized the fact that the amnesty also covers Russian servicemen, some of whom have been charged with abuses during their time in Chechnya. Bill Gasparini for VOA News, Moscow.